Today's Shir Tanya for Ches Ir is in Perek Mem Vav, chapter 46, where the Alter Rebbe is describing the Kiddushin, the marriage that results from the performance of mitzvahs, that Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvaysav, that God marries us, so to speak, through the mitzvahs, because in doing a mitzvah, God connects and unites with the Jew, and the Jew unites with God, and they become one. Lachin him shil shleima olav ha-shalim b'shir ha-shirim yichud zeh li-yichud chosam v'kala. That's why Shleima HaMelech in the Shir HaShirim compares the union between Jews and God, the oneness between a Jew and God, to the oneness between a chosn and kala, because it is bedveika, chasheika, v'chafetza, a union that comes with a desire, a pleasure, and a longing, b'chibuk v'nishuk, that expresses itself in embrace and in a kiss. The embrace being the physical act of the mitzvah, where the limbs of the body are doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah are the limbs of the king, the limbs of God. And the nishuk is the saying of the words of the Torah, and the understanding, the spirit, the meaning of the Torah. Zeh she'amar asher kiddushonu b'mitzvaysav, and that's why in the bracha before the mitzvah we say asher kiddushonu b'mitzvaysav, she'he'elonu. What we mean by kiddushin is that God elevates us l'maylas kiddush ha'elyim baruch hu to the level of divine holiness, shehi kiddushase shel hakadosh baruch hu b'chvedei uv'atzmei, which is the holiness of God himself. Ukiddusha hiloshen havdolo, and kiddusha also has the meaning of separation, set aside, separate. Masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved on the ha'ilameis, because this holiness that we're talking about is not the holiness that can exist in the world, but it is a holiness that is separate, higher than the world. Vehi b'chinas seviv kol almin, it is the holiness that surrounds the world. Masha eina yachol hislabish bahen, and the reason that it surrounds the world rather than fills the world is because it is too great to fit into the world. So it is a greater, higher holiness, and therefore it surrounds the world rather than enters the world. And it's to this level of kedusha that a Jew is elevated through the mitzvah. Ki al yedei yichud ha-nefesh v'hiskala lusa be'erein sev baruch hu, because through this union of the soul, it's being absorbed into God, harehi b'maylas u'madregas kedusha sein sev baruch hu mamash. The Jew comes to be on the level of God's holiness. Meyachar shemisyachedes umiskaleles beis barei v'hayul achodim mamish, because he becomes one with God, he therefore attains the holiness which is God's. Zeshamar, that's what it's written. Yisem li kedeshim ki kodesh ani Hashem v'avdil efchem min ha'amim liyeis li. The pasuk says, and you should be holy, because I am holy and I separated you from the nations so that you should be for me, to me. V'eimer v'asisem es kol mitzvesai v'yisem kedeshim l'alikeichem ani Hashem alikeichem. Another pasuk says, and you should do my commandments so that you will be holy. To God, I am God. In other words, the holiness is the holiness of God. Pirush ki al yidei kiyum ha-mitzveis harei ni'alukasha lochem. Through the performance of the mitzvahs, I become your God, your holiness, kemay alukei Avraham alukei Yitzchak, etc. Like we say about Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, we say alukei Avraham, he was the God of Avraham. What does it mean that he was Avraham's God? Didn't belong to Avraham. He was Avraham's God. This was Avraham's level of holiness. God's holiness was Avraham's holiness. God's holiness was Yitzchak's holiness. Shenikra kein mipnei sheha'ovis hayu b'chinas merkava le'yizbadeich. And this is true because the oves were a vehicle, a chariot for God, u'betelim v'nichlolim be'edei. How did it come that the godliness of Avraham, the holiness of Avraham, should be the same holiness as that of God himself, because Avraham was completely bottled to God. Because they were the chariots, the vehicles of holiness, like a chariot is bottled to its rider, kachahu b'chol nefesh miyisrael, the same is true for every Jewish soul, b'shas esek ha-teirev ha-mitzvahs, by the aveis, even though the mitzvahs weren't given yet, their holiness was because they themselves were the vehicle, the chariot for godliness, even when they weren't doing mitzvahs. And for every Jew, even though we are not on the level of the aveis, but in the time that we're doing the mitzvah, we attain that same oneness with God and that same holiness. That's why we are obligated to rise, to stand up before a person who is involved in a mitzvah, even if personally he is an ignorant. So we're standing up not because of respect for the individual, for his personal virtue, but rather for the mitzvah that he's doing. The hainu, and why do we stand up for the person when he's involved in a mitzvah? Mipnei Hashem, Hasheichanu mislabish b'nafshe b'shoazu. Because as a result of the mitzvah, while he is doing the mitzvah, there is a godliness present within him, a holiness present within him, because for that moment he is united with God. Only he himself, his nefesh, doesn't feel that holiness or that union with God, because of the curtain, the interference of the coarseness of his body, his physical coarseness. He is an Am Ha'aretz, he's not a refined person, he's an ignorant person, so his physical condition, his personal status is one of physicality, mundaneness. And that mundaneness, that grobkeit, blocks from his experience the oneness that he is attaining in the act of this mitzvah. So he is actually merging with God, attaining a level of holiness that is the holiness of God himself. And yet the person, because of his own grobkeit, because of his own callousness, does not feel it. Whereas by a tzaddik, because he is basically refined and sensitive, when he does the mitzvah, he feels the effect of the mitzvah. But this Am Ha'aretz, because of the curtain that is created by his own mundane, lowly condition, shalei nizdacheich, because he hasn't become refined, umachshich einei hanefesh me'eis, and it darkens the eyes of the nefesh, making it unable to see ma'eis elikim, the vision of godliness, kimei ha'aveis, as the aveis were able to see, ukiyetze bahen, and tzaddikim of that level of the aveis, shero elomom b'chayehim, they were able to see what others see in the world to come. In Gan Eden, they were able to see while they were alive on earth, because their body, their physical condition, their human condition, did not interfere at all and didn't block the ability of their nefesh to see the results of a mitzvah. So the mitzvah produces a oneness with God that makes God's holiness the person's holiness. He becomes his God, his holiness. Only in the Am Ha'aretz, because of the callousness, he doesn't see what he himself is attaining, what he himself is acquiring through the act of the mitzvah and during the act of the mitzvah, whereas a refined person, a tzaddik, feels it and sees it and appreciates what is happening. But in either case, it happens. There is a holiness, there is a oneness there. And that's why we say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah. Regardless of whether we feel the effect of the mitzvah does have its effect, and that is that we become sanctified, separated from this world, connected to a holiness that is greater than the world. In the Hayyim Yayim of Ches Iyah, the eighth day of Iyar, the Rebbe writes, Ashliach idach ein zach mitn mashaleach. Ashliach is one with his sender. Al derech ha-mevur b'inyin sh'ha-malach nikra b'shem Hashem mamash, kishehu shliach milmaila. As we find in Teda, in many cases where the angel, while on a divine mission, is referred to as God. Because when he is the shliach, then he is one with the sender. U'mikol shkei neshamis, and if it's true of angels, it is even more so true of souls, of a Jewish soul. U'mevur shebe neshamis, who aid b'mayla yiseida. And it is explained in Chassidus that with the neshama, it is on an even higher level, this oneness. V'hinei chassidim zayin yishluchim from Rebbe. A chassid is a shliach of a Rebbe. From Alten Rebbe, shliach of the Alten Rebbe. Is as metut is a mekusha. So when a person fulfills his shlichus, if he's engaged, involved in the shlichus, then you are one, you are tied to the Rebbe. Is demult is at an alt mekusha. Then everything he does, in everything he does, he is connected and bound to the Rebbe. As geta chosid, as esta chosid, he walks as a chosid, he eats as a chosid, shloft as a chosid, and he sleeps as a chosid.